Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from the Los Angeles Dodgers. Yes, the 2017 Rookie of the Year, my man Cody Bellinger. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm a huge Dodgers fan. As a matter of fact, for my Throwback Thursday pick today, coincidentally, Kershaw's having the Kershaw Challenge.
That's right.
And I posted a pick where I'm looking like Forrest Gump on the ping pong table right there. We beat Jock Peterson and Diplo. And Diplo was pissed. Remember I told you guys how upset he got? Diplo took it very personal. We made it to the semifinals that year.
People take it seriously.
They take it seriously.
Yeah.
I can't play this year, my man. I can't play this year. Are you playing?
I'm in it.
Nice.
I think I got to the semis or the quarterfinals last year with my partner.
Who'd you play with?
I was Becca Tilly, the bachelorette. She was...
Oh. Becca Tilly, yes.
She was better than me.
Really?
She was better than me. I was the one making the mistakes.
Do you know who you're playing with this year?
Same partner.
You got the same partner.
We're going to go back-to-back semifinalists. That's our goal.
Okay. She's probably been training ever since then, man. I mean, big fan, as you know. You've been on fire. You guys have, had a bit of a tough stretch this past one, but that's baseball. That's how it is. What do you attribute to the transition? So, because it's so difficult, obviously, to just baseball in general, but to be able to have such success right away, right when you got into the league, man, what do you attribute to that?
Man, I think it's just once you finally get your opportunity to shine, you want to take full advantage of it. So once you get a little bit of success in the big leagues, you kind of get that high off it and you just want more and more and more. And, you know, eventually you just, every day you're playing and you just want to, you know, keep doing and keep producing and it eventually all adds up. But last year was kind of a blur. It was crazy.
I bet. And there's nothing like playing for the Dodgers with all the hoopla and attention and other celebrities that are out there. Who are some of the cool people that you've gotten to meet that you were like, wow, that was neat. Like that wouldn't happen if I was playing at the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, no, we had Jennifer Lopez sitting first row, right where we walk out of the dugout, Kourtney Kardashian, Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher. We got everybody there watching. And like I said, you can't beat, you know, we play in front of 40 plus thousand every single night.
Yeah.
So it's really cool.
Never gets you nervous or anxious, or once you got game face on, that's it.
Game face on, you're ready to go. That's it.
That's it, right? Yeah. That's it. Dodgers, of course, now, you know, a few games out of the wild card, but always in the division race. Things go up and down. Do you keep your eye on the standings or do you worry about yourself, do what you got to do, and that'll just figure itself out?
You scoreboard watch. That's what we call it. Just kind of looking to see the other scores. It's hard not to, especially when you're not playing like you want to, or you're not wining. But we still got 30 or 40 games left to go.
Yeah, a lot of baseball.
A lot of division games to go. So not where we want to be at, but I think we're going to be just fine.
I think so, too. It always works out. Endurance is obviously key in staying healthy. Mm-hmm. We were talking about injuries just a second ago. What's your workout program like? And what about nutrition and what have you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I learned a lot my rookie year. I incorporated the metrics bars into my everyday routine.
Okay.
I wanted to take my training to the next level. And for me, I'm a skinny guy, so I lose weight, you know, easily.
I both.
Yeah, I lose weight like that throughout the year.
Really?
So when I started eating these bars every day, I started maintaining my weight. And personally, I don't like eating full meals before a game.
Yeah.
So for me, I'd sit in my locker, eat one of the big 100 bars, and I'm fueled and ready to go before the game.
Yeah, it's perfect because I have a few of those myself. Because you don't want, right before a workout too, like I need a little something, but not too much because you don't want to feel lethargic and heavy, right?
You never want to have too much. At least for me, I can never eat a lot.
Right. No, I'm the same way. And how'd you end up partnering with Metrics and working with them, since I know you're passionate about it?
I just wanted something for me, like I said, to help me stay healthy on the field. That's the biggest part of being an athlete is being healthy. And I wanted something that's easily accessible and something that I could incorporate into my everyday routine.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of a perfect opportunity for me.
Good for you. Good for you. And promoting health and fitness. Yep. And it all goes hand in hand. Second year in LA, obviously. Cody, you feeling at home? You like it here, man?
I love it here. You can't beat the weather. We're in mid-August and we get 80 degrees.
You know, I know.
We came from, I don't even know where we were, but
everything's it's a lot of games.
Yeah, it's all a blur. But you're playing in the Midwest. It's humid and 100 degrees. You're sweating through two jerseys a game. So we're lucky out here, like I said.
That's right, with the humidity. Where are you from originally?
Arizona.
Ooh,
so I know heat.
What part of Arizona?
Chandler.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chandler's. Oh, yeah. So, you know, oh, man, you didn't have the luxury like the Diamondbacks to play in a covered. So, yeah, poor high school kids.
I look back on the day and.
What's the hottest you ever played in?
I want to say 112, 115.
Dang, they allow that?
Double headers.
No, double headers and one. Oh, my God.
I swear we had double headers all the time. And they still do. And
yeah.
It's normal out there. You just bring a big jug of water.
Yeah.
And. Man, you play. You just love the game, so you play.
Poor kids, man. Out there dying. Sunscreen. Yeah.
Sunscreen. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's nice out there. You get to be close to home, but, you know, still coming back out. All the family still out there?
Yep, family's still out there. Grandparents are still out there.
Nice.
So, quick 5.5-hour drive.
Yeah.
And they get to watch, you know, me play. So, it's really convenient for both of us.
And what about the social life? You got time for that? You got anything special in your life? You just having fun?
Man, we're at the field from 1 to 11 every night. So,
you need a real understanding girl.
Yeah.
To get right. And then being on the road, it's got to be tough.
That's right. I haven't found one yet. I'm staying low key.
By the way, stay low key.
Yeah.
I'm acting like your dad right here, but stay low key. Have fun.
Hey, I hear that from the veterans.
Exactly.
So. Well, I listen to them and what they have to say. They've all been through it.
You're talking to a veteran right now.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, you're right.
Good looking out, man. All right, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay, before I let you go here, go to karaoke song.
It's Taylor Swift. It's Taylor Swift or Justin Bieber. I'm not gonna lie; those are like easy songs to memorize.
Right,
they
right.
Got a good beat, so.
Okay. Last TV show you binged watched?
Does Last Chance You count on Netflix? Is that a TV show?
Yeah, that counts. That totally counts.
Show.
Okay.
Yeah.
All-time favorite baseball player?
Derek Jeter.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Celebrity crush growing up?
Oh, man. I had a lot. I think it was
Give
Selena
me top
Gomez.
Three.
It was Selena Gomez. And she was in the Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah.
And
she was like 9 years old right there, dude.
I was like
super young.
Like, yeah, no, you were like five.
I was like 15. And man, she was my first crush, though.
You haven't met her?
No, I never met her.
She's single.
I know.
What's
is
up?
Is she single, though?
Yeah.
You never know.
No, she's single right now. That's a good right.
And she's older than you.
That's okay. Just but
no,
she's
no,
still,
no, I'm
she, still like, looks, yeah. She still looks 15,
yeah. Yeah, she looks
which
good.
Is a bonus.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the Cupid arrow out. I'm gonna
appreciate
try. Give
that.
Me give me a couple other ones. Who are a couple other ones growing up? I love that you said Selena Gomez, by the way.
You like Selena Gomez too?
Who's your list? He said you had a list.
No, but now I'm like drawing a blank. I had a lot, I swear.
All right, she's your number one. We'll stick with that one.
Yeah, she's my one.
All right, sounds good. Sounds good. If you could be any animal, what would you be?
I want to be a lion. I want to be king of the jungle.
Okay.
You said that so seriously.
Yeah.
I want to be a lion.
You could sleep a lot.
Yeah.
Chill
king
out.
Of the jungle.
Right on, man. Well, I appreciate you coming down. Congrats on everything. Listen, you can follow him on Instagram @Cody_Bellinger. Who took Cody Bellinger? Is there another Cody Bellinger or that dude just jack your name?
I think I was the original. Although two spring trainings ago, I changed my name as a joke.
Right.
Because of... I was told to, and in a matter of 2 minutes, my old name got taken.
So that's why you had the underscore.
Yeah. I guess there's a lot of Cody Bellingers out there. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Who would have thought? What'd you change it to?
It was Cody Love. It was my nickname two spring trainings ago.
Cody Love. Cody Love is tight.
I was told to change it, and I would have won. I forgot what I would have won. It was like a little bet, but I won, and then I tried to change it back, and the name was already taken.
They're like, joke's on like, you.
Right.
Ironically,
you should have just kept Cody Love.
I know.
Well, there's a fighter, UFC fighter named Cody No Love.
That's right.
You know?
Cody Barnhart, right?
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Right off. Well, thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. On with Mario Lopez.